Indiana is a really interesting state. You're absolutely right about that for a lot of reasons. Let me start, first of all, with the real successes of Indiana, because Indiana has had a lot of success. The Indiana, about 15 years ago, had one of the lowest college-going rates in the U.S. It was only about 35% of people who graduated from high school in the state went directly to college. Today, that number is up close to 70%. It's a huge increase in college attendance. And so Indiana's gone from having one of the lowest college-going rates to one of the highest college-going rates in just about a 15 to 20-year period. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that is can be explained by programs like 21st Century Scholars, which provides a promise to students who, if they take the right courses and do the right things in school, that they will be able to go to college and that it'll be affordable. And so it's really changed the culture around college-going in this state, and that's a marvelous success story, and a lot of other states are trying to emulate Indiana's example. But on the other side of the equation is the fact that Indiana still has less than the national average in the percent of adults, people between the ages of 25 and 65, working adults, who have completed college. In Indiana, that's about a third of working adults. In the U.S. as a whole, that's about 40%. So Indiana's still a ways behind other states in the U.S. And when you compare Indiana to other countries, the countries that are increasingly we're competing with, countries like Korea and Ireland and the United Kingdom and Australia and New Zealand, countries like that, Korea now is up, it has young adults in Korea, almost 60% of them are college graduates, not just going to college, but have actually graduated from college. So when you think about where the economy is going, you think about where jobs are now and where they're going to be in the future, how Indiana's economy is restructuring and all of those challenges, it's just very clear that the state has to do an even better job than it has so far in getting people not just to go to college but to complete college and to finish with either a 2-year or a 4-year degree in some field that allow them to get and keep a job.